The White House makes a push for more foreign investment in the U.S.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, President Obama will be in Pittsburgh pushing again for Congress to pass his $447 billion job creation bill. The chances of that are slim. So the president is also laying out a series of policies to boost foreign investment in the U.S., to the tune of $1 trillion, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
This is no small goal. Nancy McClernon heads the Organization for International Investment. She represents U.S. subsidiaries of foreign companies.
They're going to have to work to achieve it.
In 1991, the U.S. attracted more than 40% of all foreign direct investment. Today, it's about half that. And the reason? Well, according to some economists, it's because of surging growth in emerging markets, crumbling U.S. infrastructure, and an education system that can't compete. Still, there is a reason to invest here.
It's having low-cost access to the U.S. market.
Gordon Hansen teaches economics at UC San Diego. He says foreign businesses open shop in the U.S. to be closer to their customers, and upstart companies in emerging markets will want to expand.
They're going to want to have presence in other markets, and the U.S. is a place you just have to be.
But the Obama administration can only do so much. One big barrier to foreign investment, the corporate tax code, can't be changed without Congress. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Well, tomorrow the federal government releases its projections for how much heating fuels will cost this winter, just as Congress is considering scaling back a program that provides heating assistance to the poor. That's a big issue in states like New Hampshire, which have long, cold winters. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Dan Gorenstein tells us how the Granite State is bracing for the cuts.
Congress is poised to cut as much as $1 billion from the program this year, leaving about 2 million households without aid. The reduction would come at a time when home heating oil is 80 cents a gallon more than a year ago. Joanne Morn runs the Energy Assistance Program in New Hampshire. She says her office could end up serving 5,000 to 10,000 fewer families.
There's a lot of strain on households and families in New Hampshire right now.
Abby, come here. A treat.
80-year-old Jean McElligott, her husband John, and their dog Abby live in a simple five-room ranch. The couple received a letter. Given the likely cuts, their monthly income of $2,696 is a few hundred too much to get help this year. The problem for the McElligotts is
John Hancock is $107. Electric is $74.76. The house insurance, which is $105.60.
Everything is up, except the pension money they live on. Jean says friends have suggested one way to cut back.
People say to me, why do you keep the dog? Well, you have a dog for 9 years and you love her.
As for John McElligott, the World War II veteran never figured he'd spend these years considering whether to keep the family pet.
No, I expected buddies from the Navy would be able to help all the other veterans.
Instead of helping other servicemen, the 88-year-old McElligott finds himself wondering about snowstorms and whether he can afford to fix his roof come spring. In Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in Asia this morning after that big rally on Wall Street yesterday, but they've turned lower across Europe as we wait for a crucial vote in Slovakia. It's the last of the 17 Eurozone countries that have to approve an increase in the size of the emergency bailout fund, and the early word from Slovakia does not look very optimistic on that vote. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow surged 330 points, almost 3%, to close at 11,433.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Jim Collins' new book, Great by Choice, exploring why some companies thrive despite immense uncertainty wherever books are sold. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Now to the NBA, which is canceling the first 2 weeks of the season after players and owners failed to reach a new labor agreement. And Commissioner David Stern says more games could be canceled because negotiations aren't going anywhere right now.
I think it's fair to say that we established the positions of the parties with complete certainty of where each stood, and we remain really very, very far apart on virtually all issues.
Well, one place where the NBA news has had a full day to filter out is China, where the NBA is quite popular, and it's where we find our China bureau chief, Rob Schmitz. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy.
So, first of all, it sounds like some of these NBA players who are not going to be able to play for the first 2 weeks of the season are going to be spending a little quality time in China.
Yeah, that's right. If you're a Denver Nuggets fan, you've just lost three players to China. Wilson Chandler, J.R. Smith, and Kenyon Martin all signed deals with Chinese teams. I know you're on Twitter, Jeremy. Make sure to check out the Twitter feed for Wilson Chandler, who's playing for a team in the city of Hangzhou.
Okay.
It's just this hilarious feed of his first impressions of living in China. He was complaining about not having Facebook the other day. But apart from the entertainment value, this is evidence that the Chinese league is one to be reckoned with. It can now afford to pay players millions of dollars. It's poaching NBA players, and it's making the viewing experience for Chinese fans much better.
Okay, so some players are going to be doing a little work in China to make up for this. But what about the fans over there? I know there's a big fan base for the NBA in China.
Yeah, there is. And I think a lot of fans are disappointed. One fan blogged that the entire NBA should just move to China to avoid the standstill. Mm. But, you know, other fans have said they're just going to watch the Chinese league. Yao Ming's not playing anymore. He actually owns the Shanghai Sharks team. So why not? And who knows? Maybe this big China market the NBA is after will get hooked on their own league.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai, where the news has already gotten out about the NBA cancellation of the first 2 weeks of the season. We'll see, Rob, as people start to wake up in this country, how the reaction is over here. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And finally to Lexington, Kentucky, which Men's Health magazine called the least active city in America. Well, apparently Lexington is also a city with a sense of humor. Over the weekend, the city held what it called a sedentary parade. Mayor Jim Gray was on the lead float, sitting on a couch with his feet up on a table. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
There are economic indicators all over the place, some worthwhile, some not. So how about a few good alternatives?
The owners have either been evicted or left the home with no intention of returning to care for those animals.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Pets, the United States Marine Corps, and a couple of unmentionables. New ways to track the economy next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.